together. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is March the 26th. This is the Tuesday of Holy Week. Thanks so much for stopping by. We're going to be hanging out for the next 5 minutes. And on today's show, I wanted to take a look at spiritual pride as we read the gospel from today's daily mass. We're going to specifically look at Peter and how Peter was a little too cocky and proud. And I really think as we conclude the remaining few days of Lent, I think this would just be a good exercise for us. I know it really hit me when I was reading this gospel today. Do I do the same thing? Am I sometimes a little overconfident? And even when with my spiritual life, do I sometimes forget how much I need the Lord's help? Do I sometimes get a little too cocky, a little too self-assured of the fact that, yes, I never commit this or that sin anymore? It's a good thing I don't ever do that. You know, when we start to think like that, we often get ourselves into trouble, as Peter did. Peter was overconfident, and we're going to see that in today's gospel. So why don't we just look at it? And, I really think this could be very beneficial for each of us to look at our own lives and see that maybe we're overconfident, we're not relying on the Lord, and maybe make the best use of the last few days of Lent. The gospel comes from John, begins in chapter 13, verse 21. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against the chest of Jesus and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsels, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or to give something to the poor. So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" And Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, although you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." Wow, what an ending. And we all know how that turns out. We know that Peter, despite the fact he said, "I'll lay down my life for you," he did deny Jesus three times, not just once, but three times. He denied even knowing Jesus. And, you know, it's easy to look at Peter, it's easy to look at Judas, especially during this week, and point to them and say, "Wow, these guys were horrible. How could they?" But in so many ways, I've done the same thing. You know, maybe I didn't do the denial to the depth of what Judas did, but maybe there were times when I denied Jesus either through my actions or through my words, my thoughts maybe. And I think as we conclude Lent, you know, as we get to the end of Lent, let's all try to think about the ways we may have denied Jesus and not feel bad about them as if there's nothing we can do, but use those times to motivate ourselves, to say from now on, from this moment on, I won't deny Jesus, and use it as a positive thing. So I'm going to encourage you to do that. I know I'm going to try to think about it myself, and I look forward to joining you again tomorrow on Following the Truth.